We're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 6, Part 16, Table of Answers to the Words, page 2061, item 136. What is ksut? What is covering? Again, the study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 16, page 2061, Table of Answers to the Words, item 136. What is ksut? What is covering? When there are dinin, judgments, in zon, meaning everything that is lacking gar, the klipot can have a grip on its achoraim, posterior, meaning in the kelim from the chazen below, and to be guarded from them, the correction of achor be'achor, back to back, was made, where the achorehem baita, and their face are revealed outwardly, and they cannot suckle from the panim. And that correction of concealing the achoraim posterior is called ksut, covering. Therefore, olam yetzira, which is vak without rosh, needed this bechina of ksut, covering. Therefore, the asiya was made in the bechina of gimel, go gimel, three within three, in order to make the bechina of covering on yetzira, so that the externals won't be able to suckle from them. Therefore, in olam yetzira, there are two bechinot, she'er and ksut. She'er are the mochin, to revive it. And ksut, covering, is the bechina of the covering of olam asiya, which covers him from the externals. But in asiya, there is only she'er, and it does not need a covering from another, because in his essence, he is the covering. Again, what is ksut? What is covering? When there are dinin, judgments in zon, meaning everything that lacks gar, the klipot can have a grip on his achoraim, meaning the kelim from chazeh and below, and to be guarded from them, the correction of achor be'achor, back to back, was made from the achorehem baita, and their panim are revealed outwardly, and from the panim they cannot suckle. And that correction of concealing the achoraim is called ksut, covering. Therefore, olam yetzira, which is vak without rosh, it needs the bechina of ksut, covering. Therefore, asiya was made as gimel go gimel, three within three, in order to make covering over yetzira, so that the externals won't be able to suckle from them. Therefore, in olam yetzira, there are two bechinot, she'er and ksut. She'er are the mochin, to revive it, and ksut, covering, is the bechina of the covering of olam asiya, which covers it from the externals. But in asiya, there is only she'er, because it doesn't need a covering from another, because he himself is the covering.
Okay, this is in order to scrutinize that, we gotta enter into wide explanations. But simply put, what do we have here? We have influence or bestowal from above. There has to be a certain preparation for it inside the world that receives a certain inspiration from above. And also the system of some safety system, so the light would not go down below. Each and every world receives bestowal from above and is also supported by the world below it with a certain support. How to say it? For example, let's say a parent. He knows he has to work and provide for the family, because below from below, his children keep him from running away, but to function properly. So from above, they have to provide him a place of work. From below, there is someone who demands that he would work. And then he functions properly between the two. When there are judgments in zone, meaning when he's lacking gal, wholeness, shlemut, the klipot can grab hold of his posterior, hawai, meaning the vessels below, from chazen below, meaning his achap, and to protect from them these vessels that can grab hold to zone and suckle from him and pull the abundance to the klipot. Protect from that, there is a correction, ach be'ach, that achorayim boita, and their face are revealed externally, meaning they work only with vessels of bestowal. This is the meaning of their face are concealed. And achorayim boita, meaning that they are concealed, their posterior is turned inwardly. And from the face, they cannot suckle, because those are vessels of bestowal. What can you take from them? Lalef hasadim. And this correction and the concealment of of the achorayim, the posterior, is called ksut, a cover. It covers his posterior. That's why the world of Yetzirah, which is vak, without a rosh, needs this ksut, this cover. Because it doesn't have a rosh, it is in vak, and therefore they can suckle from it. To suck from it, the abundance is Yetzirah. In Asiyah there is nothing, in Briah there is correction, but Yetzirah is in the middle. It requires additional protection. It requires this ksut, cover, one who covers him, who protects him. Therefore, the Asiyah became Gimel, Go Gimel, meaning it wants nothing except for being in the smallest state possible, in order to become a cover, ksut, over Yetzirah, where it demands nothing from Yetzirah. So the externals could not suckle or suck from them, from the Yetzirah through the world of Asiyah. Because Asiyah closes itself in, it wants nothing. Therefore, there are two discernments in the world of Yetzirah, Sha'ar and Ksut. Sha'ar are the mochin to enliven them only, and ksut is this cover of the world of Asiya that protects it and covers it from the chitzonim, the world of Yetzirah. But in Asiya there's only sha'ar alone, because it does not require a cover, ksut, since it in and of itself is the cover, is the ksut, meaning it covers the world of Yetzirah. Well, for the time being, these things, we don't really study those things. Let's continue. Here's something like it. What is the Kisei HaKavod, the throne of honor, from the word kisui, like cover?
What is kisei hakavod, the throne of honor? 137. The 10 sefirot of mochin of ima expand in olam habriah. The gar are called kisei. Vak are called 6 degrees to the kisei. And malchut close malchut de briah. And it is called kisei hadin, throne of judgment. Tchelet, Sandalfon, because the first 9 of Mochrin are the throne of mercy, and Malchut is the throne of judgment, meaning Mochrin de'ima, which illuminate in Bri'ah, come out on Masach of the second Bchina in the Pe of Yosod of Ima, which is included in the Parsa below the Raglaim of Nukva, female of Zeranpin. This is because of the clothing of Ima in Nukva. And the Raglaim of Ima touch the Parsa, which is the ending force of Atzilut and the Bechina of Din, judgments. Therefore, Gar of Ima, which clothed in the internality of Kachba de Bria, are called by the name Kiseh HaKavod, the throne of honor, indicating the power of the Parsa included in the Masach, and by its Or Chozer, by its reflected light, came out all these Mochin Degar. Therefore, even though it is Kiseh, covering, from in the meaning covering, the light of Atzilut, which is the meaning of Kavod, honor, still it is the throne of mercy. For all the Mochin come from clothing in that Or Chozer, reflected light. However, at the end of the Mochin, at their end, the ending power itself is revealed, which ends the Mochin, which is the meaning of the ending Malchut. And there, all the power of Din, judgment included in the Parsa, manifests. And therefore, Malchut de Ima, which closes there at its end, is called by the name Throne of Judgment, because the judgments in her, this is where they stand. And also Tchelet, blue, meaning, and the people stopped bringing, because the power of Gar de Ima, which is the meaning of mercy, could not go through her below. And because of that reason, it is called sandal, like the sandal which protects the raglaim, the legs, from the externals. And it was explained that Mochin de Ima, which in Bria in general are called the throne of honor, Kiseh HaKavod, because Atzilut is the meaning of Kavod, honor. And because Mochin came out on the Masach, which is included in the Parsa, which ends Atzilut, they too are a Bechina of covering over the honor. Indeed, the first nine of Mochin are regarded as Chair of Mercy, Throne of Mercy, since they have the power of Gar de Ima. But Malchut in Mochin, which are the Bechina of the ending Parsa itself, is called the Throne of Judgment. Blue, Tchelet, Sandal.
There are many details. It's not so simple to enter it. Let's read it again. Those who don't understand. Those who understand a little bit might confuse themselves. Doesn't matter. Yochai, why are you laughing? Only you understand. That how much gets in, I'll tell you. He's writing out of his attainment. For him, it's his life. He sees those things. So he sees and he writes. His only problem is to write it in a way so people would not run away. You know, we'll read. But those who read still don't understand. If I'm not in it, I don't understand what he's talking about. Even if I'm in it to some extent, how can I tell about it to someone who's not in it? There's nothing quite like it. If I would go to some country overseas, I can tell you about it. But here it's like that, and there it's like this. There are some parallels. There are parallel lines between the two. So I can describe to you what is it. But if there's no similarity between spirituality and corporeality, even the degrees in spirituality, there's such a difference between them that you can explain from one degree to another. You're in degree number 87 and he's in degree 88. They can't explain what's happening in the 88th degree. You can only use the reforming light. Truly. Those who want it like that, this is the only reason they're reading. So, it's not a problem. We can read it. Because we can benefit from it without any connection to how much anyone understands or doesn't understand. You think about others, how smart they are, they know everything, I sit here and I know nothing, why am I sitting here? No, specifically, when you understand that you don't feel anything, you can gain much more than the others. Because they think they understand something. What? You have nothing. You have a problem. You think you understand a little bit. This is a big problem. Okay. Again. Slowly. We read for the sake of the reforming light, remedies, gula. So seriousness, and from the heart. We want this to work on our heart. And the heart will open and will understand from attainment. Otherwise, no. That's how it is.
137. What is Kise HaKavod, the throne of honor? The 10 sefirot of Mochin De'ima expand in Olam HaBri'a. Gar are called Kise, chair, throne. Vak are called six ma'alot, 6 degrees to the chair. And Malchut, close Malchut of Bri'a, which is called the throne of judgment, Tchelet Sandal. Because the first 9 of Mochin are the Bechina of the throne of mercy. And Malchut is Kise Hadin, throne of judgment. Meaning,
from Ima comes this bundle of bestowal to the world of Bria. Because Ima is Bina, and the world of Bria is Bina in the world. That's why they have some connection and this influence from Bina of Atzilut, from Ima, to the world of Bria. This influence, or this bundle of bestowal, is like a patsuf that has a rosh tochsof, first 9 and then malchut. And then he explains to us this bestowal or influence from Ima, called kise, the throne. The vav is considered the 6 degrees of the throne, vak, the guf, and the malchut. Close in Malchut of Bria, and it's called the throne of judgment, Kiseh Din. So the top 6 from Ima that influences the world of Bria are called the throne of mercy, Kiseh HaRachamim, and the Malchut that Ima bestows to the world of Bria is called the throne of judgment, Tchelet Sandal. That's how it's called. Because the first 9 of Mochin are the throne of mercy, and Malchut is the throne of judgment. Kiseh Rechamim and Kiseh Din. What's up, Itai? You start to think? You have a question?
Does it mean that Bria is in Atzilut?
I don't know. Why should I know about it?
Because he says that Malchut of Ima is on Bria. So what I'm asking is it when Bria is still in Atzilut, or this is what happens below, the nesting?
Not Ima. I don't think like you, because I don't have a big intellect to think about those things. He writes that Mochin of Ima descend to the world of Bria. That's it. What are you asking about it? Where's Ima? I don't know. Where's Bria? I don't know. I hear only one thing. Mochin of Ima, descend and expand in the world of Bria. And he's dividing this Mochin into first 9 and Malchut, Gar and Vak. He can divide it in many ways. That's it. You have to read what he's giving. If you could receive it, not with your big intellect, but in a tiny point of the heart, you wouldn't be thinking about all these wise ideas. You'll be thinking of the remedy, Sgula. Meaning,
Mochin of Ima, which illuminate in Bria, they come out on Masach of Prina Bet, in the Pe of Yosod of Ima, which is included in the Parsa below the Raglaim of Nukva, the Zeranpin. And this is because of the clothing of Ima in Nukva. And it turns out that the Raglaim of Ima touch the Parsa, which is the ending force of Atzilut and the Bechina of Din, judgment. Therefore, Gar of Ima, which expand in the internality of Kachpad of Bria, are called by the name Throne of Honor, Kiseh HaKavod, indicating the power of the Parsa included in the Masach. and by its reflected light, all moch in the gar came out. Therefore, even though it is kiseh, chair, throne, from the words kiseh mekaseh, covering the light of atzilut, which is the meaning of kavod, honor, still it is a throne of mercy. For all the mochin come from the clothing that or chozer, that reflected light. However, in the end of the mochin, at their end, the ending power itself manifests, which ends the mochin, which is the meaning of the ending malchut. And there, all the power of din included in the parsa manifests, and therefore Malchut of Ima, which closes there at its end, is called by the name Throne of Judgment, because the dinim, the judgments of her, this is where they stand. And also Tchelet, from the meaning, and the people stopped bringing, because the power of Gar of Ima, which is the meaning of Rachamim, could not go through her below. And for that reason, it is called sandal, like the sandal, protecting the raglaim, the legs, from the externals. Thus, it is explained that mochin of Ima in Bria in general are called Kiseh HaKavod, throne of honor, because Atzilut is the meaning of Kavod, honor. And since the mochin came out on Masach, which is included in the ending parsa of Atzilut, they too are a Bechina of Kisui, covering over the Kavod, honor. However, the first nine of Mochin are regarded as throne of mercy, since they have the power of Gar of Ima. But the Malchut of Mochin, which is the Bechina of the ending Parsa itself, is called the throne of judgment, Tchelet, Sandal.
Who managed to think about the remedy? 2, 3, 4, 5, up to 10. All the rest? Thought about a sandal? Sandal. Okay. We have item 140.
What are k'tarim of the neshamot of Adam HaRishon? What are k'tarim of the neshamot, souls of Adam HaRishon? Before the sin, Adam HaRishon had naran from Bi'ad HaAtzilut. And after the sin, the first nine of the lights of every sefira from naran HaAtzilut departed from him, with the bottom nine of the kelim of every sefira from naran. And all that was left in him is the orot of nefashot of every sefira and kelim of ktarim of every sefira. And they too are not from the bechina of atzilut, but from bi'ah after the parsa. Because bi'ah was blemished because of his sin, and it descended behind the parsa of atzilut. And the matter of remaining the ktarim of kelim and orot, the nefashot, is because of the opposite value between the kelim and the orot, vessels and lights. Because as long as he has only the kli of keter, only the smaller light can clothe it, which is the light of nefesh as known. Again, what are k'tarim of neshamot, souls of Adam HaRishon? Before the sin, Adam HaRishon had naran from Bi'ah De'atzilut. And after the sin, the first nine of orot of each and every sefira from his naran De'atzilut departed from him, with the bottom nine of kelim of every sefira from naran. And all that remained in him was the lights of nefashot of every sefira and kelim dektarim of every sefira. And they too were not from the bechina of atzilut, but from bia after the parsa. because Bia was blemished because of his sin and descended below Parsada Atzilut. And the matter of remaining Ktarim de Kelim and Orot de Nefashot is because of the opposite value between the Kelim and Orot, vessels and lights. Because as long as he has only Kli de Keter, only the smaller light could clothe it, which is Or HaNefesh, as known.
Beseder?
Okay.
Muvan lo.
Clear? Not clear. Didn't hear. What's up?
Kodem achet.
Before the sin, Adam HaRishon had Naran from Bia of Atzilut. And after the sin, his first nine of lights departed from each and every Sfira from his Naran of Atzilut. Meaning Adam HaRishon, before the sin, was in the world of Atzilut. When in the world of Atzilut, his vessels received light from Atzilut, just as they were. And after the sin, this light seemingly departed. And after the sin, his upper nine lights departed from each and every sphira of his Naran of Atzilut. He had Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, these lights. So the first nine from the lights, Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama, departed with the lower nine of vessels of each and every sphira from Naran. And nothing remained in him except for lights of Nefeshot of each sphira, and in the vessels only Ketarim. So, light of Nefesh in the vessel of Keter and everything. That's what was left for him. And they are also not from Atzilut, meaning not that he had it in Atzilut before the sin. Rather, after the sin, he descended, and the lights in him descended to Naran of Bia. And then from Naran of Bia, all that was left was Nefesh in the vessel of Keter. Rather, from Bia, after the beyond the Parsa, because the Bia was blemished because of its sin, and it descended below the Parsa of Atzilut. And the matter of leaving the Ktarim, plural of Keter, of the vessels, and the light of Nefesh, of everything he had, is because of the inverse relation between lights and vessels. Because as long as it only has the light of Keter, only the smallest light can clothe in it, which is the light of Nefesh. Questions? That's clear, right? There's nothing here. I don't want such outbursts. I'm sorry. More?
Ken.
To continue what you told Yochai, if I don't understand, but I don't want to fall into indifference.
Here what we study, I don't understand what you don't understand, because if you are in the lessons, as I see that you are, then we have simply the world of Atzilut. World of Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. Places. Adam HaRishon, when he was born in a state where he was down to Chaze of Yetzira. We learned about it. His head was in the place of Zerampin of Atzilut, and his gown and his throat was in the place of Malchut of Atzilut. And his guf was divided like so. On the eve of Shabbat, when there was an awakening from above, it ascended. So that only the from his entire degree, only the bottom six sfirot stayed outside of the parsa, down to Chazev Yetzirah, Chazev Briya, down to Chazev Briya. Here is Chazev Yetzirah. And he had Naran. Why Naran? Because his Pratzuf is Nefesh Ruach Neshama, three vessels. Katnut, Gagal Tevenaim. So he had Naran from Bia. And Naran from Atzilut. It's really one light. But the light of Atzilut would pass through the Naran. And after the sin, it fell and has no more connection with Atzilut. Now we're talking about what he has after the sin. So all the Naran disappeared. This Naran, they disappeared. And he's left with Nefesh in the vessel of Keter. The light of Nefesh in the vessel of Keter. That's it. That's what we're talking about. That's what remained. And this is helping him to get up later and begin to perform corrections and feel something that belongs to spirituality.
And moving on to the next part, and let's sing.
אחים בני כל העם הזה כל כך שלמים מחוברים שרים מה טוב ומה נעים